And so if one looks carefully, and as in Padurumuchi's text he often talks about, especially in his pointing out instructions to the nature of mind, self-liberation of mind, he talks about, there is no such thing as desire. That you think desire is there, and that is what makes desire exist. The grasping makes the desire exist, and that by itself, there is no such thing as desire. Similarly, there is no such thing as anger existent independent of its own self. We think there is anger and therefore give it the power of expression. Similarly, there is no such thing as ignorance other than our own holding on to the notion that there is. And as long as we think there is, ignorance will be there. Similarly, there is no such thing as arrogance or ego. We think it is there, and therefore, because of the power of our projection, arrogance exists the way it is. When we let go of the thought to reveal its own self, there never has been a thought called arrogance. Similarly, there is no such thing as jealousy. We think there is jealousy, and therefore that is the basis of jealousy. Though when we are able to look at the thought jealousy, free from or beyond its own definition and the characteristic that we have given to it, letting go of that thought to reveal its own nature, there never has been a thought called jealousy. We think, and therefore it is established. If you established, you're responsible for it. Therefore, you should cultivate virtuous actions, abandon negative, unvirtuous actions. If you don't want to do it, don't create the thoughts.